Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. I'm excited to be here with you today. We already have lots of questions waiting in queue, which I always love. To those who are new to calcium bentonite clay, this is your opportunity to come and bring your questions to ask and explore it and understand how to use it and how it works and all those little details that you don't always get on the back of a label. So I'm going to start on our question page as we have tons waiting here. Susan from Axelcraft, she said, I see that there is a good percentage of aluminum clay. How can I address fears of taking aluminum internally? Well, it's not the dangerous aluminum. It's aluminum oxide. It's in a natural form. And besides that, the minerals in the clay are bound together. And there are 60 to 70 of them, and they're tightly bound with these oxygen molecules. And they're like a little magnet all linked together. So when you take the clay, you're not taking it for the minerals. You only get four minerals from the exchange area, the cation exchange area on the outside, and that's not enough for a daily minimum requirement, but you get a little calcium, potassium, magnesium, and sodium. Other than that, you're not getting minerals from your clay per se. They do not, it would take extreme heat to break them loose and get them, you know, out of the clay. So rest assured, it's not the man-made ore. That's what's the dangerous one. This is a natural one, and it's in all clays. It's in all of Earth. All Earth is aluminosilicates. So I wouldn't worry about that. I've been taking it for 20 years, and I've never had aluminum show up in any of my tests. Deborah Andrews, how do you know you have completed detox and you're ready for the maintenance? Very good question, and it's very difficult to tell. Some people go by how they feel. If you want to know for sure, the best thing to do is have a test before, either a blood test or a hair analysis test, to see exactly what you have and in what percentage. Wait about 3 months and test again. Some people hold on to some toxins longer, like mercury is a little harder to get out of the system once it's sequestered in there. So you may have to take it a little longer than 3 months. You've all heard me tell the story about the 3-year-old child that had 7.3 levels of lead in his bloodstream. His dad gave him a tablespoon of clay twice a day and two clay baths a month for 3 months and went back and had him tested. And the doctors came out and said, we want to know what you've been doing. And he said, what do you mean, what have I been doing? And he said, we retested your son, and he has zero levels of lead in it. We want to know what you did to get that. So the absolute best way to do is go ahead and invest in a blood test. You can get your doctor to do it. I think they're more effective than the hair analysis test, but that's the true way to hear. And then, you know, you can back off and do your maintenance levels. I do a clay bath just because I like them a couple of times a month. They really relax me, and I know it'll keep me from building up new toxins. Plus, I like to drink the clay every day to grab toxins before they go into the body. So thank you for that question. That's a good one. Chris from Long Island. A missionary couple from Ben, Africa, stayed with me for a couple of days. I showed her the calcium bentonite, and she told me she was familiar with it, that they call it French green clay. Her husband said it was from the smectite family, and her leg had gone through a piece of cement, and it was badly scraped with small pieces of cement embedded within the wound. She went to a French doctor who told her that normally they would have to scrub the injury to remove the small pieces of cement. However, she gave her some clay and told her to cover the scrape and to do so until the wound was clean. My friend said it cleaned the wound up and no pain. She showed me her leg and you could never tell what had happened. So even in Africa, they use clay. Absolutely they do. In fact, the Aborigine women in Africa and South America and probably Australia too were the first clay eaters on the planet. They were the ones that made clay eating popular because they craved it when they were pregnant. And all you women who've been pregnant know when you have a craving, you just can't resist it. So not only that, there was an outbreak of a parasite, a flesh-eating parasite in Africa called Baruli. And they used the French green clay. A lady doctor from France went there and started treating the patients with thick applications of this clay. And it stopped the parasite and the flesh grew back and it saved people lives. I mean, so if you know anybody with one of those flesh-eating parasites, tell them about clay, please, please, please. And thank you, Chris, for that. It's good to know. I think we're kind of behind the eight ball on using clay. The European continent has been using it for a long time, and we're just a little slow to come to the forefront. Okay, Jackie Hammond. I have the starts of cataracts. Can clay help dissolve the cataracts? That is an iffy question. I have some people who've had success and other people who do not. I'm not sure how they're applying it and doing it. Here's a way I've figured out lately. If you get a little round cotton makeup pad, like the ones you use to remove makeup, they're kind of pressed cotton and in a circle. You can either put the clay mask on it and hold it up to your eyes. You might can sleep with it on at night. Now you can't, it's difficult to do both eyes at the same time because then you can't see, right? So you may have to do one eye at a time. Actually, the other day I had some allergies and I was rubbing my eyes like crazy and it wouldn't stop. And I took the liquid clay, I make mine kind of thick, and I covered the little cotton pad and I pressed it against my eye and it was cold and it just stuck there. And it took all the heat and the inflammation out. And I actually slept with it on one eye. It was just in one eye, and I slept with it on that one eye. And woke up in the morning, and, of course, it was in bed with me. But my eye cleared up during the night, and it stopped that horrific itching. So it's an easy way. Another way is to put the mask on the little cotton pad and hold it up there, and if you can do that a couple of times a day for 15 or 30 minutes, we do one eye at a time, and the little cotton pads kind of stick after you get the clay on there. Then you can walk around and do things with one eye, and you don't just have to sit still for an hour. So that's what I would recommend and see if it's doing any good, and let us know. Okay. Elaine Taylor has a nice question. I heard you recommend a liquefied clay for cats. I assumed it was also apical for dogs. So I started putting about 2 tablespoons in his raw dog food twice a day. Is this amount enough to continue on a daily basis for a 25-pound Boston Terrier? By the way, it immediately helped with his reverse sneezing. At least that is the diagnosis, but we were not convinced of the diagnosis. But he was sneezing and choking. He has all but stopped it since he was taking the clay. I had a Boston Screwtail Bulldog, and they have a short snout, and they do that snorting and sneezing and coughing, choking thing. And I didn't know about clay back when I had my Bulldog or Terrier. And I think that's a good amount for him if you're doing it twice a day. If you want to, you can increase it and then cut back. He's probably started passing parasites right away. He will also get a prettier hair coat. it just helps them all over, just like it does people. So that's a good amount. You can always increase this. What goes in the mouth comes out south. So if you take a lot of clay, it's going to do its house cleaning work and then go out and be discharged. Some of us need more. If you have candida or gut problems, you need a lot more clay. Others, you know, one or a couple of ounces is good. I kind of like to use the 2 ounces two to three times a day. Sometimes I go up and I can tell when I'm stressed and haven't slept enough and I'm beginning to get over acidic, and I just increase my clay. And sometimes I go up to 3 or 4 ounces, and when I get it in control, I back down again. I've kind of learned how to maintain it. Just apply common sense. Another question from Elaine. I had contacted you several months ago about where to buy living clay in Canada, in Calgary. I talked to the manager of the community health natural stores, foods there, who contacted the company you've given me. I can't remember the name of that company. They told him they did not carry living clay. Could you please check on this and verify? I would love to be able to buy living clay in Calgary. The name of the company is Axocraft, and I will send you by email the contact information there and an email address, since you didn't have trouble. They definitely do carry all the living clay product line. In fact, I think we started with an email from Susan, who works at Axocraft. So yes, they definitely carry it. Should be able to get it to that area. And I'm sure they would be able to tell you of a closer area if you can't get it in that particular. But Calgary is pretty big, so I don't see any problem with getting it there. All right. Elaine also says, the regular serving amount is 2 ounces of liquefied clay. When I mix a half a cup to 32 ounces, and that's the same ratio, that's the 1-to-8 ratio, and from that you drink 2 ounces. If you add extra water to the 2 ounces, does it diminish the effectiveness? Or let me ask it this way. I do understand correctly that you get the best results, drink the liquefied clay straight. First thing in the mornings, I like to drink 8 to 12 ounces of water. So I wanted to know if I'm diminishing the clay's effectiveness if I put my 2 ounces of liquefied clay in this amount of water. Yes, you are. You're weakening it. You're diluting it. The 2 ounces, when you drink it, if you put it in a little glass and swirl it around and drink it, you'll notice a coating effect on the glass. And when you feel it, it's kind of slick. So you want that coating and that slickness to go down and coat your stomach and your intestines and let the healing begin before you pile on the water. So wait 30 minutes and then drink your water, or drink your water before and wait 30 minutes or so to take your clay. You just don't want to wash it all off. It's good to drink clay during the day, but give your clay a little time to work before you pile on the water. Elaine's full of questions today. I love this. Thank you, Elaine. I like to drink about 20 ounces of warm lemon water first thing in the mornings as a liver stimulant and to hydrate my body. Should I wait 30 minutes after I drink lemon water to drink my clay, vice versa, or can they be put together? If you put them together, I find that there is a reaction because your lemon in that state is acidic and clay is alkaline and they kind of bubble and it might cause gas for you. You can try it and see. I'd probably wait 30 minutes and then apart between the two of them. And I like to drink lemon juice too, but I just don't mix them together and I wait a little while to do it. I think it'll work better for you that way. That way you can avoid it breaking down either one of the elements and creating a gas in your stomach. Elaine said, I've heard you talk about adding clay to soups. What about absorption from stainless steel pots and pans or iron skillets. You definitely don't want to put it in anything iron because it'll rust it pretty quick. Your stainless steel is a little sturdier. And, you know, you're cooking your soups, you heat them, and then you put them in a bowl, right? And surely you don't put your pan in the refrigerator when you get through cooking it. You put it in some kind of a plastic or a ceramic container to store it in. For a temporary in the stainless steel pots, it's not going to hurt it. Just be sure and wash your pots out good afterwards. So, thank you. Wow, that was a lot of questions. Let's see if we have any more here. Yes, Susan's listening in. She says, Axocrass has lots of living clay. Tell Elaine we will be happily sell her some. So I will get, thank you, Susan. I will get this information to Elaine. She was trying to get the store in her area to carry it, and I'll tell them to contact Axocrass and take care of that. Thanks for that. Here's one from Pat, New York. What is the recommended daily dose? Can this be used during chemo? I have a friend who is taking this treatment and another one who has also been diagnosed with lung and brain cancer. Please advise. The recommended daily dose, we have to tell you what a single serving is if you label a jar. So we had to break it down to what a single serving would be, and it's a rounded teaspoon in 2 ounces of water. And you want to shake it. You don't want to stir it. This morning I tried it, and I put a rounded teaspoon of clay in 2 ounces of water, and I let it sit all morning, and it was still lumpy. And when I started, it just didn't get homogenized like it does when you shake it. So though we tell you that's what a single serving is, you can take more. Clay is not like a drug. It doesn't kill things, it captures things and carries them out and removes them. So everyone's dose may be a little different, but a 2 ounce dose to start with is a good start. And it's very good for maintenance. We recommend 2 ounces twice a day or three times a day if you have something serious. We have had people who have been on chemo and got so ill and their mouth broke out that they started taking the clay, and it helped helped them to be able to maintain and stay on the treatments. Now, clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream, so when you're drinking it, it's staying in you internally. Normally, we recommend you wait until after your treatments and start taking the clay, and particularly the clay baths to detox with, because you may be detoxing the chemicals out of your body. As long as it's an IV, the clay won't come in contact with it, unless you're taking the topical detox, and then you might pull the chemo out. So wait until after you've completed your chemo and the doctors tell you it's done all it's going to do, and then would be an excellent time to start taking the clay baths to get rid of the dye off, because chemo kills the good and the bad. So, and then I don't see any problem in the meantime taking it internally, since it's not absorbed into the bloodstream. It'll just go from the mouth south. The same thing on radiation. Clay pulls radiation. So if you're taking radiation, don't do your clay baths or your topical things. Applications or drink the clay during that time. Wait until after they say that the radiation has completed its job and done what it needs to do. Then it's going to help with the burn areas and things of that nature. We don't make cancer claims. Some people, we've got testimonials about dogs with tumors, but there's so many different types of cancer, and this is such a serious thing. We just don't go there with clay. I have people who use it, while they're struggling with it. just to maintain their immune system if they're taking the alternative route. Excuse me. My friend Carol in Chicago. Hi, Carol. Could you repeat what the maintenance level per day is? 2 ounces 2 to 3 times a day. Generally, 2 times a day will do it. If you've already cleansed out and you're doing good, you can drink that. I guess my most frequent question is about the single serving size, and we have to put that on a label, and it confuses people because we really recommend that you mix it by the bottle full so you can have it on your cabinet, and then you can just walk by and pour you 1 or 2 ounces. But to have to mix it each time you're getting the grit, it's, unless you put it in something you can shake it, you're not going to get the homogenized, emulsified, clear clay like you get when you buy the already bottled from us. So if you get a 32-ounce bottle, that's 4 cups, to that you'd put a half a cup of clay. And you want to mix it. Put half your water in first and then put the clay in so you have shaking room to agitate it. Shake it real good. Get all the lumps out. When all the lumps are out, add the rest of the clay. Shake it again. Leave it on your kitchen cabinet for 15 or so minutes, and you'll notice the heavier particles immediately shift to the bottom, and the rest stays emulsified on top. Drink off the top. When you get to the bottom, add some water to this, shake it loose, and share it with your plants. They love it. It's fertilizer to plants. They get healthy and green. A lot of our plants inside don't get much light. It's amazing. Your outdoor plants, I put a little powder clay in when I plant fresh annuals in the springtime. I just mix it in with my potting soil. And they just kick booty, and they bloom all summer long, and it's just great for them. So try it that way, and mix it by the jar. You don't have to refrigerate it. This is inert. It's not going to spoil. I've left a bottle of liquid clay. I mixed it up. I put 1 in the pantry, 1 in the refrigerator, and 1 on my kitchen cabinet. Left them for 3 months, and they were all as fresh as the day that I made them. So if your clay starts tasting funny, then it's absorbed some odor. I had a lady call the other day and found out she was storing it under the kitchen sink, and it was picking up some odors. So we told her to pour that out and get the fresh powder and make some more. So be careful where you store it, because clay is a very strong deodorizer. But generally for maintenance, 2 ounces twice a day is good. See ya. I have an open wound on my forehead from an old biopsy that turned first to a keloid. After recent acupuncture to the keloid, it has become an open weeping area that scabs up, weeps, scabs up, and weeps. It never seems to clear. Would clay help with this? And if so, what is the process? I very definitely think it will help with that. Clay heals from the inside out. It will debride the dead skin cells, the scabs. It will clean all that off, and then you'll see the healing from the inside. You want to mix the mask. It's a 1 part clay to 3 parts water. Shake it real good. Let it sit for 10 or 15 minutes to absorb the moisture, and let it expand. I use little kind of fruit cup containers, the Glad fruit cup containers. They have a large mouth, and if you a 1-to-3 ratio, depending on the size of the container, you can either do a couple of tablespoons of clay, and to 2 tablespoons of clay, you would use 6 tablespoons of water. And shake it real good and let it sit about 15 minutes, because it has to absorb the water and continue expanding. You want it in an open-top jar that you can reach in and get this, and put it on real thickly over that area. Now, you can put the cotton pad over it if you want it to hold it in place, or you can let it dry. gently re-wet it, rehydrate it, wash it off. And if some of the clay sticks, don't be alarmed. Leave it there. It has a charge on, it's working, and it's not ready to let go. When clay's ready to let go, it'll fall away easily. So just put fresh clay over it and keep doing that. At night, like I say, you can put it, the clay on one of those little round cotton pads, hold it over the area, and maybe put a piece of scotch tape on to keep it on at night and sleep with it on. And you should see it heal up very, very quickly. It's wonderful for open wounds. We've stopped needless amputation on diabetics who had wounds that wouldn't heal and had been on antibiotics and they were not responding to it. So, you know, anybody scheduled for an amputation, please try clay first. It won't hurt to try it, and it's very possibly, I usually say you give me 4 to 5 days, that's all I need with clay, and a black toe, or purple legs, and you keep putting it on there, and it brings the circulation back. Another one from Carol. Hi, what is the side effect of clay? Both ends, minimum and maximum. Thank you. Of course, drinking clay. Why? Because I'm taking it and I see the pulses, the pluses. Yeah. The side effect of taking clay, some people, I would say 20% of the people may get constipated. 80% will start having 3 regular bowel movements a day. This is a side effect that's easily remedied by taking whatever you need to keep your janitorial services working. I always recommend magnesium tablets, magnesium oxide. You can take 1, you can take 2, you can take 2 twice a day, you can take 2.5, you can find your happy place. I use the 250 milligram. They also make it a 500 milligram, and that was way too much for me. So play around with it and find just, you can use smooth move tea. There are lots of things out there that you can take to keep your janitorial services working. Now, if you're highly toxic, just drinking the clay might cause a headache or a little lethargic. These are called Herxheimer reactions, they're detox reactions, and generally they last 2 to 3 days. If it lasts more than a week, it may not be clay. Some people, whatever you're prone to, if you're prone to rashes, you may break out in a rash. If you get a rash, put the clay directly on the rash. The toxins are trying to come out through the skin and are not getting out, so help them out with more. And if you put the clay on and it stops the itching and the burning of a rash and relieves it, then you'll know you're on the right track. If you do have a detox reaction, just slow down on the amount you're taking and detox slower, and then gradually build back up. But it's actually a sign that it's working, so don't quit. Sometimes clay will make things worse before it gets better, particularly like on an open wound, because it may get red. It's pulling blood flow and oxygen, and it's going to clean the area. It's going to debride the dead skin cell. It will slough that off, and then it's going to be real pink underneath for a little while. But it heals from the inside out, so don't be alarmed. To my knowledge, no one's ever died from taking clay. I've had a couple of people who were very sensitive and broke out in a rash. And that's about it. I think you'd have to drown in clay to die from taking clay. And isn't that great? Let's see where I am. I've lost my place. Okay. I don't see my done button. I was supposed to have a little button here that says done. Let me see if I have any more coming in. I answered all of those. I don't see any more questions coming in. I'm going to scoot over to the phone lines. We have quite a few people on the phone today. If any of you have a question you would like to ask, if you will punch star 2 on your phone, that'll open your line. I see some friends out there. It's good to have so many people listening in. I really enjoyed doing this program, and we have so many wonderful questions that come in. So if you have a question you'd like to ask, if you'll press star 2, I'm also open to hearing testimonials. If you have a success story that you would like to share with us, you know, that always helps other people. It shows us how to use the clay and how it works. Until I see somebody on the line, I am going to just chat a little bit about the clay. Let me go back over and see if I can find any more questions. Okay, well, let's just chat about clay for a little while. Like I say, the biggest thing people have trouble with is in mixing it and how much to take. One shoe does not fit all. One size does not fit all with clay. So you have to play around and find your happy place. Some of us have more severe disease going on in our body, and we need more clay. Some of us can get by in less. Super sensitive people, and you know if you're super sensitive, and you'll start wanting to maybe cut down and take half a dose and just gradually build up. Some people just take a teaspoon of it, and they can feel it working, and then gradually build up and find your happy place with clay. The rule of thumb is if you're not getting the results you want, take more. If you have gut issues, stomach issues, acid reflux, take more. You want to build up gradually. I say that, and yet I know people who've gone in and mixed up an 8-ounce bottle of clay and thought they were supposed to take the whole 8 ounce when we said it was a 1-to-8 ratio to make, you know, for 8 ounces of clay, you'd use 8 ounces of water, you'd use 2 tablespoons of clay, which is 1 ounce. And they drank the whole bottle and nothing bad happened. So take it at your own speed, play with it, find your happy place with clay. You'll know when it's working, you'll feel better, you have more energy, the whites of your eyes clear up, your complexion gets a glow, your hair gets shiny. There's just so many benefits because clay works on the whole body when you take it. Even though it goes in the mouth and goes out south, it's a catalyst. And as catalyst, it works with enzymes in the body, and together they can co-create things the body's deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. And that's pretty miraculous. So they can make minerals that you're deficient in. Many times I told the story of the shrimp that lived in pools of clay water in caves in France. And the biologist came along and said, well, they can't live on clay and water alone because there's no nutritional value of clay. It has no calories. It's no protein. There's just really nothing there. So they'd take them out and try to feed them, and they'd die, and they'd put them back in, and they would thrive. And they determined the shrimp had enzymes that would attach to the clay molecule that made amino acids. And from amino acids, they'd make peptide chains. And from the peptide chains, they could make minerals, and they could also make protein. So that's pretty phenomenal, understanding that this little piece of earth that God gave us, that birthed through a volcano to burn out all the impurities and get supercharged like a magnet, can do all of these things. And the more I read about it, the more I understand it, the more I'm absolutely in awe and amazed. And I get so many calls from people just singing praises about it when they have their aha moment. I had a lady the other day that called it had been dealing with the pain in her mouth, and she had been to numerous dentists and doctors, and they couldn't find anything wrong. She didn't have any cavities. There was nothing that they could find that was causing this pain. And she got her clay and she mixed it up and she drank it and went to bed. And that night she called me the next day and said that was the first night she had had a good night's sleep without pain in her mouth. And she was absolutely amazed. Now, this lady is going around telling everybody about clay and getting everybody on it. And that's how the clay does. It wins its own friends and it gets out there and it we have such great breakthroughs. The biggest problem is people don't remember to use it. If you get an insect bite, if anything hurts, put clay on it right away. A burn, a scrape, the lady that scraped her leg on the cement. If it hurts, put clay on it. If you mash your finger in the door, cover it in clay. It will get cold, it will get hard, it will kind of throb. It's not a throb more than a it's more of a pulsation. It's pulling out the swelling, the inflammation, and the heat. Put it on sunburns. Put it on rashes. It's awesome on a rash. Diaper rashes just go away from one diaper change to the next. So I think the greatest thing is people forget to use it. So keep your clay handy. I keep some in my bathroom, in the kitchen, and I don't keep it in my car all the time during the summer, but I try to put some in my purse when I go somewhere to always have it there. I'm always taking it to baseball practice and football practice for my grandson, and someone will get skin up or bruised or hit with a ball or something, and we'll run grab the clay. And it's that good. I mean, it can replace about 50 things in your medicine cabinet. Okay, I'm going to go over, and we don't have any fresh questions coming in. I can't get back to my original page on the question Q&A here, and I don't know. Usually I have more questions coming in. Cheryl is out of town on vacation and not helping me today, so I'm manning the phone line and all of this on my own. So let me go back to one place and see if I can call up my original Q&A. There it is. Yes, I did have more. Jen wrote, she said, I have some kind of infection on my right big toenail. I've been soaking it in clay water and Epsom salts. I do that every other day. After the soak, I smear the thick paste on the toenail and put a Band-Aid over it and leave it for a couple of days. I can feel the clay drawing and my toe pulsating when I lay in bed at night. I have been doing this 3 weeks now. The toenail seems to be loosening up. I am treating it okay, and do you have any other suggestions? Well, first of all, leave out the Epsom salts. That splits the clay. It doesn't stay emulsified. Just soak it in clay water. Epsom salts, when you add it, makes the clay separate into water and the clay drops off, so you're losing its swelling power. I would put thickly on the toe, and then I would cover it with saran wrap, just wrap it around there. A Band-Aid, it dries and it squirts out both the ends, and it's really hard to do. Wrap a little piece of saran wrap around it and put it on real thick like you do. You can leave it on during the day and at night. As long as you're feeling that pulsating, it is drawing a fungus or the infection out from under the toenail. And sometimes it gets way back in there and it takes a little longer. As long as you're feeling that pulsating, keep using it. if it needs to come off, it will come off. The clay will help it come off. But if it hasn't gone that far, it will reattach. And sometimes you know, like with a toenail fungus, it gets white and chalky and kind of hollow halfway back. But then the new toenail will start growing in. It may take 6 months for the old nail to grow out for you to see the results of that it's working. So hang in there and keep doing it. You're doing it right. Now, I would also be drinking the clay. Start your 2 ounces twice a day because it works from the inside out too. So can you please repeat the mixture of clay and water to store in a bottle? You said just drink the water that is on the top, not the clay on the bottom. No, I'm saying drink the emulsified clay on top. What you have at the bottom is the grittier parts, the sandy parts. Some people drink it. I don't think it's necessary. You're getting everything you need from the clay water. When you mix it appropriately, your clay is going to, your water is going to look like chocolate milk. It's going to be a gray color and you can't see through it. It's emulsified. It will stay that way. But you will also see heavier particles that sift to the bottom, and they'll be a little tiny, about an eighth of an inch thick area at the bottom of the bottle. When you get down to that, add some water to it and shake it loose and feed it to your plants. There is a video online at, there's one on aboutclay.com. If you click on clay info and scroll to the bottom of the page on the right hand side, there's some videos there on how to mix the liquid clay and how to mix the clay for a clay bath. They're also on livingclayco.com. If you go to the site map and click on that and go for mixing directions and click on that, it'll take you right to the videos, and they walk you right through it. It's so simple and so easy to do. It's cheaper on you. You can, a 16-ounce jar of clay will make you 4 32-ounce bottles of liquid. So you only use a half a cup for 32 ounces. But remember, you put half your water in. Get a funnel, tap the clay in, put a lid on it, and shake it very hard. Get it mixed up and break all the lumps out. Clay is kind of like flour and water. It gets wet on the inside and it's dry in the middle, and once it gets a lump like that, it's very hard to penetrate and hydrate the middle. So if you shake it, you're breaking it up. Some people like to put it in their blender and just pour it into a jar. You can make a larger quantity if you want to. It's just for every 8 ounces of water, you use 2 tablespoons of clay. And I kind of round my tablespoons off a little bit. I like it thicker. If it gets too thick, add a tiny bit of water to it, and you can, you know, dilute it a little bit. And it's very, very easy to make. So it's a 1-to-8 ratio. And that means however much clay you use 8 times that amount of water. So I was going on using 1 ounce of clay to 8 ounces of water. That's your small bottle. So a 32 ounce would be 4 ounces of clay to 32 ounces of water. And 4 ounces is a half a cup. So find those videos and watch them, because if you're like me, I don't like reading instructions. I like to see how it's done, and then I go, oh, that's easy. Carol in Chicago said, I had a friend who had a toenail fungus, and I told her about clay. She tried it and put it on her toes and waited 3 to 4 days, doing it again for a month, and the bugs were gone. Thanks for your product. And thank you, Carol, for already always coming in and bringing some good questions. You've been a long-time associate of ours. Celia, can I use the clay on the weeping wound every day and at night? Yes, you may, on any kind of wound, yeah. You know, pat it dry a little bit, let it dry just a little bit before you put it on in between. And kind of pat it dry and then put it on again. You can use it day and night. Susan from Axocraft again, any possible applications for Ebola? You know, I wish I had a way of getting some clay to somebody who would just try putting clay on the Ebola virus in a petri dish and see what it would do. You know, it's going to help your whole immune system stay strong, drinking it. It supports balance in the body. A balanced body can heal itself easier. I simply do not know. I would take the clay baths. I believe if I had a Ebola, I would want to be drinking the clay, and I would want to fix a mud bath and just submerge myself in the clay mud and stay in there. Like 12, I guess you could have to get out and rinse off the, I don't know how you'd do that. You'd have to do it outside and dig a pit in the ground. But really stay lathered with it. I know that when you drink clay and you have stomach ulcers or ulcerative colitis or leaky gut or bleeding from the intestine, it heals that. And that's one of the major concerns is internal bleeding. And I also know that clay helps build red blood cells, so why wouldn't it help? And I know clay goes after viruses. Now, I don't know what it is about this virus that everything else is sort of immune to it, but I know if it's got a negative charge, the clay is going to go after it. I would be drinking lots of clay. Just what I would do to help with that. Well, I was talking and my whole page of questions went away. Okay. Something popped on my computer here. I'm going to go back and sign in again like I did before and see if I can find our questions. Don't you love technology? Okay. Let me try that again. Just bear with me. Cheryl usually handles this for me, and she's on vacation, so I am handling this on my own today. Okay. Carol said, is any water okay with liquid clay? Which is best? I just had someone send me and said they tried it with Evian water and it caused the clay and water to separate so it didn't stay emulsified. So watch your Evian water or Evian water, however you pronounce that. But she tried it with other waters and it just did fine. It works with tap water. It'll actually clean it. So I like a spring. We use a bottle of spring water, purified spring water. But if your clay is contaminated, throw clay in there and it'll clean it out. Linda says, I have fungal nails on one foot. I've put clay on it with no covering. Does that work? And if it does, how long must it be? And does it take a year as most natural remedies? No, it doesn't. It takes a long time for the toenail to grow out for you to start seeing the results. I had one and I would just, for 15 minutes a day, I'd prop up and I would smother my toe all the way around my toe onto all over the toenail real thick and just sit out and read a book and let it dry and then I'd wash it off. And the first time I did it, I could feel that pulsating and the next time I felt it a little bit and then I didn't feel it and I did it about 3 times a week. And then I thought, well, you know, I can't see that this is working. My toe still looks the same, so I quit. And then all of a sudden I realized that my toenail was growing out and that pocket was getting smaller and smaller because every time I trimmed my toenails, the pocket was smaller and that there was good pink nail bed coming in behind it. So what's going to take time is for the dead part to grow out. But if I would definitely do it, and you know, after I realized that that was working, I'd go back on and put it on occasionally because that fungus can get really embedded back under the nail where it's hard to get to. So keep putting the clay on it. Do it once or twice a week. And keep doing it until your toenail gets grown out. Mine have grown out now, and I don't have any sign of it. I love it. But it did take a while for that to happen. Susan, another one. My husband burned his thumb on a very hot bowl, and it was very bad. I made a paste out of the clay immediately, put it on the thumb. He had to go to a meeting, so I bandaged it up, and off he went. The next day, it was perfectly fine. No blister or anything. Clay is amazing. You're absolutely right, and burns are one of the most amazing things. Kyle, who works for me, when he first started working for me, he was riding a motorbike, and in the summertime he decided to wear shorts, which you don't do on motorcycles. And sure enough, getting off, he dragged his calf across the hot tailpipe, and he said he could hear it sizzling, hear the skin frying. And he screamed real loud and a few things. When I realized what happened, I grabbed the clay, went out. We covered it. If it started, it immediately took the pain away. How it does that, I don't know, but it immediately takes the pain away of a severe burn. He kept the clay on there. If it started getting tender again, we'd put fresh clay on and wrap it in saran wrap. He kept it on all night. The next day, there was no blistering. Just like you said, and all it was a little bit pink, and that cleared up and went away. And his wife to this day had burned hers on the tailpipe before she knew about the clay, and she still has a scar there. So you get it on immediately. Susan, that was the smartest thing you could do, was grab that clay real quick and get it on. I've told the story about the lady that's poured hot grease on her when she was camping in the wilderness. And she had her clay with her. She made it up, and she put her hand in a bag of clay and left it in there all night. And she said within a minute, the pain was gone. And the next morning when she walked it off, there was no blistering. The back of her hand was pink, and as long as it was pink, she kept it on there. And to this day, you can't tell she even burned it. Hot grease. You know how that feels, just when you get a little spot pop out on you. So thanks for sharing that, Susan. I can tell that made you a clay believer. Pat says, can I use clay mass on cuts, bruised, instead of mixing the clay with water? If it's a bleeding cut, the clay powder will stop it, will stop the bleeding. But then I would put the hydrated clay on too. To help heal. For bruises, I put the hydrated clay on instead of the powder. But a deep cut, you can pack the powder clay around it, and it will coagulate the blood and stop the bleeding. And then just leave it on there and cover it with the hydrated clay and wrap some saran wrap around it and leave it on. And it will pull a cut. I've seen cuts to the bone, and it's like it pulls the skin together and heals it without stitches. I don't know how it does that either, but I can see several testimonials of people with deep cuts who are amazed that they didn't get stitches and that it just pulls it together, and it keeps it from building up scar tissue, too. It even works on old scar tissues. Jen from Pennsylvania. I have some kind of infection on my right big toe. Okay, I just answered that one. All right. Can you please, and yeah, I answered that one. Answered that one. I think I've gone through all these questions. Usually there's a little place here where I can say done. And it will tell me if I've answered all the questions. Well, actually, we're out of time, and we only have a few more minutes. At 1 o'clock, our time goes off. So Susan said, actually, it made my husband a believer. He was the skeptic, but not anymore. He asked for it now. I love that. Tell your husband, welcome to the Clay fan club. All right. Thank you, Susan, for chiming in and for sharing with us and all of you who shared your successes and your question. It's what's make this program great and how we help each other. So I'm wishing you all a wonderful weekend. Take your clay with you. There's still some insects out there and a little sunburn if you live in the South. And have a great weekend, and I will see you next month. And this is Perrier signing out.